Anfang. Our listening once again. The last time we met, we were taking responses from the presidency, which, in my view, has helped us to shape up the draft report, this draft number one. I must say, one had hoped that by yesterday, honorable members would get the draft report. That was not possible. The first draft that was brought to me, it was almost at about 5 o'clock, immediately after the city, yesterday. Looked at it, and I sent the drafters back to go and work on something new. By this morning, I had an improved version of the draft without recommendation. I accepted that draft and I said they should go back and improve on one or two issues. Circulate that draft before this meeting. Therefore, I'm quite aware that honorable members do not have time or adequate time to look at the draft itself adequately. But nonetheless, I thought it would be quite important that we assist the drafters of the report by putting together our heads and ideas, adding and subtracting and enriching what is on the table. If the body and the content reflect the discussion, because that is what we should also look at. We have taken submissions. Part of the report is about summarizing the discussion and capturing the overall thrust of what has been presented to us. What is now left is to get the views of committee members and the committee itself in terms of recommendations. Therefore, it will be critical and quite important that this meeting we use it to shape up the draft itself and also to focus more on the recommendations so that the drafters should go back and polish the document and probably capture the recommendation that the committee is going to put forward. From here onwards, we were supposed to meet tomorrow, but my experience tells me that if we finish our work late this evening, this team of people needs time to do work and produce a quality document for us. And hence, in terms of the proposed program, you can see that we've already shifted our meeting of tomorrow to do the final adoption of the report on Tuesday. And the report will be tabled on Wednesday for discussions in Parliament. But I want us to look into the document and also the process itself as to whether what is before us is something that we think we should actually go by. Honorable Trolley.
Chairperson, it's very difficult to proceed with the document as we've just received it, but I'm not averse to trying to labour through it. But what concerns me more is not the tabling of the document now, just before this meeting. And I know that we're not supposed to respond and get excited about what we read in the media. My concern is that we've had hearings, public hearings, on this National Planning Commission Green Paper, and we've asked stakeholders to come and make submissions. From what I read in the papers, there is division in the governing party about whether we should have a National Planning Commission, led by the Minister of the National Planning Commission and the Presidency, or whether we should have a Presidential Planning Commission. Now, it's not as if we've got nothing better to do, as you said the other afternoon, but we don't want to labour through a process and jump through some demeaning hoops to meet a deadline that's actually just going to be a waste of time, because this matter is going to be debated elsewhere next week. So I think you need to give the committee some kind of direction on whether this is going to be a futile exercise or whether this is going to be an exercise that's worth embarking upon. Because if it's a futile exercise, I propose that we take this document away and we read it and come back on Tuesday with more direction as to the potential future of the National Planning Commission in the current state that we've laboured through over the last few weeks.
Honourable Jensen, I'd like to add to that, Mr. Chairman, and I think I would like to just support what Honourable Trollope just said. I think it is important because this is a parliamentary process. And if indeed we are just going through a process which goes nowhere and is going to be superseded by another process taking place outside of the parliamentary precinct, then in fact we are wasting our time. And in fact it does to a certain extent reflect on the integrity and the credibility of the institution. And I'd rather you take us into your confidence and say, look, there are problems, there is something going on elsewhere. We have to perhaps temporarily halt these proceedings while that process is either reflected on the other process and sorted out. And then we can, if there is something new which is going to be put on the table, we can reflect upon that which is new. But otherwise we're making a mockery of this body here if we carry on reflecting on a document and spending a good deal of time on a document when indeed it's not really going to be tabled in the final analysis anyway, in whatever form we tend to bash into place. So I think we need you to take us into your confidence and give us some direction.
Honourable Singh?
Yeah, thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I also believe that we received these documents, well, I received it about after midday. And if I hadn't met Razia in the passage, maybe I wouldn't have got it at all, because it was put into my pigeonhole, and we don't go and check the pigeonholes all the time, because we're not hungry for the seeds that are in the pigeonhole that we get. But I read through the document that was given to us, and then basically it tells us what happened. It gives us a story of who said what and that kind of thing without making any particular decisions. These here now we've received now. Okay. I can go along with the fact that maybe we need to advise the drafters on what particular areas this committee thinks we should focus on in terms of the recommendations. But I also believe that we need to be taken into confidence. As a committee, I think all of us, and I wouldn't like to say on this side of the house, because we've been working together as a unit from all sides, we've really applied ourselves to this task at hand. We've put off lots of other things. I took it to my caucus this morning. We had a long discussion, and I'm sure others have done so. And if this is going to change, if we're going to get a red paper and this green paper is going to be scrapped because there are talks outside, then we need to know. So that we can apply our minds correctly and on an informed basis.
Thank you, Chair. I share the sentiment expressed, but one does have a concern then as to the issue of urgency which has been placed upon us continually and the fact that we're arriving next week. Now, we can sit late on Monday or Tuesday and finalize something, but there obviously are implications. I've just got the document now. There are a lot of issues here, even the background document. I've been doing reading on developmental planning as well, and I'd like to make substantial input on issues. So I would support the suggestion that it be postponed, but we would implore you to be open with us as to what transpired with the media reports and how is there a parallel process? Is the carpet going to be pulled out from us by the majority party? And we would like to have some clarity because we all are very busy. We respect your role and you might not be in a position now to be open with us, but at some stage we would like an open discussion as to how we should take this forward in the best interest of the nation. It's clearly of great national interest. And it's not unheard of to recall Parliament. We don't want to waste costs. But if we've done it before, in my tenure, we had Parliament being reconvened on urgent issues. Again, I emphasize, I don't want to recommend that. But if there is a degree of urgency, then, and it is in the national interest, then one can even have a convened Parliament in December or something necessary. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you. Any comment on this side before I respond?
I guess we were involved in a process which is subject to a very vibrant African environment. And that environment, they are very stakeholders. I'm saying we're involved in a process which is subject to a very vibrant South African environment. And in that environment, there are many key stakeholders. Naturally, in those key stakeholders, there will also be the ruling party. I don't think that is a secret. But I think the challenge we have here is to answer the question, do we understand who are we as we're sitting here? We are the structure of Parliament, tasked to carry a job which is a conventional exercise in terms of what we are about. Therefore, in that instance, I guess, because of the nature of the subject that is on the table, it will be debated until it is concluded. And I don't think we're in a position to say who must debate it at what time and who must not debate it at what time. I think the challenge we have here as we're sitting here today is that if we think there could be a scenario where we believe that we'll discuss alone on this matter, nobody else is going to make it. Probably we'll wait for that. But there is a scenario which I think is a real one. I think there is way, as long as we talk about this matter, because this matter is of national importance, there will always be debates about it. But what we don't have control about it is who debates it at what time. Now, my view, Chairperson, is that we are a good committee of Parliament, an independent institution, which is established, among other things, to do what we're doing now. An impression that by suspending discussions now could be interpreted to mean many things, and which I don't want to believe. I accept colleagues to, we've been working together, I see no reason why we shouldn't continue working together. But suspension now, to me, would create an impression that members want us to believe that they want to get an instruction from someone. Can we all sit here as ANC saying we are waiting to get an instruction from a caucus of TA? Can we all sit here and say we are all waiting to get an instruction from a meeting of ANC? Those are the questions that are difficult to answer. The point I want to stress is that my appeal to the committee is that the challenge we have, we are engaged in a particular exercise. We are at a particular stage now. My proposal, therefore, is that the scenario I would support is that let's engage in the process. Let us produce what we produce in line with our in line with terms with things make sense to us as this community. And then what happens where is something that I don't want to pretend speculate about here. The point I want to stress therefore, people might have read that there's a summit coming. If you think after the summit or after anything there will be no debate about this matter, we believe in quite a different world from the one we're living in now. So the point I'm trying to say is that I think, in my view, the exercise by this structure is a contribution to this debate. But for parliament purposes, to take particular decisions. And I would therefore say, I would not agree with the view that says because there is an article or the newspaper saying whatever they are saying, that a legitimately tasked process of government should be stopped because of what is happening now. It is my strongest and humble request to all of the members that we have a task at our hand, we have been legitimately tasked to carry it, and I think let's carry it. What happens? Let's cross the bridge. My proposal, Chairman, that we should go ahead.
Yeah. Wait. You have had your saying, you'll come back later. But I also want to make a ruling on this matter because it's posed direct question to the chairperson. The chairperson clarified those issues and see how we proceed with our business. We have Honorable Rasool and Honorable Mavaso, and I'll give you a second bite, and thereafter I'll come in so that we make progress in the work that we've been doing for the past 2 weeks.
Thank you very much, Chair. Chair, I think that I don't think any of us had illusions that at the end of the day, ultimate responsibility for this process and the establishment of a planning institution, commission, whatever the case may be, would be an executive function. The publication of a green paper had given us an opportunity as parliamentarians and as parliament to engage with it, but also, I think, to air views which would not necessarily be aired and influences which would not necessarily be available had it not gone through a green paper process and had it simply been an act of the executive. I think that we must not, in a sense, dishonor the work that we have done earnestly and with integrity by suggesting that it comes to nothing because there's a debate that is happening elsewhere. I think that the choice before us is wait or push. Now we can all say, let's back up, someone else will make the decision, let's wait for that, and then Parliament follows. But that was in any case going to be the case where the executive sits, even with our recommendations about what ultimately is the shape of this planning institution. I think that what Parliament has done well through this ad hoc committee is to hear a range of opinions and opposite views and put itself into a position to, in a sense, mediate or arbitrate those views and to identify convergences and divergences. That's what we've done. We've done that honorably. I would argue even that if it is true that a debate or a decision will happen next week or whatever the case may be, I would want to make sure that Parliament's views through this ad hoc committee are in the pot, rather than Parliament saying, listen, we are defeated, we are victims of a process that we don't understand, let us rather wait till the outcome of that. I think it would be an enormous waste of probably the only process that has weighed up divergent and contesting positions on it. And I think that because we've engaged meaningfully and with integrity in the process, I would say that my input into the ultimate debate and ultimate decision
is through this parliament. And therefore, I would think that what we need to do is to say the report is descriptive of the process and the discussion, and on the process in which we would be able to table our recommendations and put ourselves in a position to insert those recommendations into whatever other debate, whether it is the executive of government, whether it is the ruling party's discussion, whether it is the alliance of the ruling, whether it is a debate in society. I would say this is our way in which to get these things done. So, Chairperson, I thought that rather than be defeated and just in a sense come close to dishonoring our process, I think this is the moment for us to seize it.
Honorable Alvaro.
Thank you, Comrade Chair. But I think one of the basic things is that when this process was started, it would never have been envisaged that it would be a simple process of just 1, 2, 3, and then we are through with everything. Because all of us appreciate the critical role of the product. So that was foreseen. And even the effort that went into getting various stakeholders to come and make input to us, that also reminds us that we are also playing a critical role of being a conduit. In addition to us making input, but we are also a critical conduit. So that there are other stakeholders that might not have influenced this document had we not been there as this critical role player. So for that reason, I'm following on the words of the two previous speakers to say any input that we make is taking us forward and it enriches the document. And at the end of the process, we will look back and say, these are the issues that we discussed, and these are the issues that are reflected in the document. So that our role is indeed very strategic, and then we shouldn't undermine that. So I would think that we should proceed to enrich. At any rate, this is the first draft. So what did we expect out of a first draft? It has gaps that we must seek to enrich. Thanks, Colleague Chair.
Thanks, Honorable Mavasco. Honorable Swartia, the last, and then I would try to give some direction on how we should handle this meeting.
I don't want to labour the issue, but it is difficult in as much as when one has a green paper, one assumes that it comes from cabinet with the backing of the majority party. And that is our concern, or my concern, is the fact that there now appears to be a different version from the same party that seems to undermine the work that we are doing here. I'm sure it's not intentional, but it results in confusion. And obviously, and the elephant in the room, again, is the whole issue of economic policy. And it seems that is the nub of the whole debate. But I'm quite open to engage, and I hear what my colleagues are saying there, that the process, we need to respect the parliamentary process, but it does make it difficult under the present conditions. The actual issue I wanted to address was the practical issue, that we haven't read the document. Now, I appreciate that we can accommodate, as Mr. Tollop says, we can try to go ahead with the process and respect our colleagues' request from us. But we need practically maybe to adjourn for half an hour or something whilst we just read the document, if we agree. But it makes it difficult, and we might need to, maybe we should just adjourn that we can just discuss it amongst ourselves. You might make a ruling. I appreciate that you've got to think, but that's our input. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honourable Members, and I must say I really appreciate the concerns that you've raised. And Honourable Members have asked whether the Chairperson could take them into confidence. as to whether there's a separate process on this matter. It will be a very, very sad day that the work that was done in the last 2 weeks, we suspend it because we have read something in the papers. There's no document that has been tabled in Parliament other than the green paper that has been referred to us. And I think we've done a lot of work around this particular matter. And we can't wait without knowing what I'm waiting for. So what I would really advise honorable members to do, I must first probably concede that it might be difficult but not impossible, but the document that we have before us is a reflection of our work and we need to look into it. Deferring these discussions for further or deferring this discussion to next week will impact on the parliamentary program, especially what you are saying, Honorable Swart. Our view and my view should be that by the end of next week we should have tabled our report, made our recommendations. And I'm going to take you through this document because some of the issues that we are raising may actually be covered in terms of the things that we need to do, not what is reported in business day. I haven't read it, but somebody phoned me to say, have you read this thing? Have you seen this thing? There's a presidential planning commission being proposed, something like that. And I agree with the Honorable Moni and Honorable Rasul that this, even before this committee began its work, the debate on the National Planning Commission was a public discourse. There's absolutely nothing new. But the green paper is here. We have done our work. Parliament must do its work. We must be seen to be taking our work very seriously. We must make our recommendation without fear nor favor of any other. If there are issues that perhaps the ruling party is thinking of, those issues will be part and parcel of the debate within the committee through these members who are members of this House and members of the committee. But for now, what we have before us is the work of the committee that I think we should focus on and nothing else. Now, in terms of process, Honorable Davidson, perhaps what I should do is to take you through this document, not read it, but talk to it. Because at the end of this meeting, what I would want to achieve, and I think that's the intention of this meeting, it was never meant that we are going to adopt the draft report today. But also to expect people to go and prepare a report for the committee when the committee has not made any recommendations in terms of what it thinks, I think it's unfair to the drafters. We are saying they should think on behalf of the committee in terms of the recommendations. So if we agree, I'll talk to the document in terms of what it captures, the processes, the content, areas of clarity that needs to be handled in terms of the green paper itself as well and so forth. Constitutional issues or the structures. Then we must come back and say, as a committee, what is it that we think is missing in terms of this draft report that the drafters must go and include? And probably, what are the sorts of recommendations that the committee would want to make to Parliament so that they are captured and they are recorded by the Secretariat? We shouldn't really do something that we would live to regret tomorrow ourselves, because we have been tasked with the responsibility as parliamentarians, and I think we should do that. The circulation of information of the report, just before you come, Honorable Davidson, I spoke to the Secretariat in the morning, and I think by 11 o'clock or so, I was told the report has been circulated. Unbeknown to me, was that it has been put in the pigeonholes. I thought it was with honorable members. But it does not mean that this report is only now available to us. It was circulated. Probably the method of distributing the report was not the correct one. What we have before us, let's talk through it. And thereafter, we'll then see how we can enrich the discussion. So that when we meet on Tuesday, we meet to look at something concrete that we can then see. We adopt with amendments. And then the report then can be ATC. Honorable Davidson?
Mr. Chairman, I'm happy. I haven't actually read the document at all. I just picked it up for the first time. So I'm happy to go with your recommendation. And I'm happy to go with your recommendation for one specific reason. And that is latching onto the comments made by my honorable friend opposite. And that is important that we as Parliament put our mark on this document, or on the debate, not the document, on the debate, and make quite clear what we believe is the correct way forward in terms of a planning commission. And then whatever other documents might be released, have to take cognizance of the fact that Parliament, the highest lawmaking body in the land, has expressed its opinion as far as a document is concerned. And be it on their heads to then recognize that they are not just talking to a, put it crudely, a certain element within the ruling alliance, but they are talking to Parliament itself, because Parliament has expressed a view. I think that's important. So that's the reason why I go along with it. And I then would endorse what you said.
Thank you, Honourable Davidson. I think perhaps to be fair to honourable members, one should accept the request that we should give ourselves 20 to 30 minutes to read the document quickly, so that as one takes you through, at least you've got part and parcel of the gist of the document. It's not a very difficult document. In any event, these are the issues that we ourselves have been grappling with. Thank you. And it must be used exactly for reading the report.
What is the family
meant is to make sure that at least we look into the body of the report, the format that we need the report to take. Two, the issues that have been raised here in terms of processes, and so on and so forth, content. There may be areas which are not accurate, which might need to be to be taken out. We will then look into, I think, under every paragraph or subtitle, if there are other subtitles that we need to add. Let's look into that, what is written there, what is being said. What is the sort of a recommendation that is the committee, in terms of that particular topic, would want to see. So I think we'll start from page one. Honorable Rasul, are you ready? Or is there
Are you actually suggesting something else? And I said your original suggestion was that you were going to go through this document and I suppose embellish it and the thoughts behind it. Now, I don't know about other members, but certainly you've made the point that, you know, an hour wouldn't be enough. From my own personal point of view, I would like to be able to take this document away and not come with any recommendations at this point. Look at certain recommendations, look at the green paper itself, and kind of work through them simultaneously, so that when we meet again, we have a more comprehensive understanding
of this document and where we want to take this document in terms of recommendations.
No, I agree. We said the same thing, Honorable. I'm still going to do that, but I think after they went out, the saying in terms of this, you have looked at it. It would not be of any use for us to take this document and recycle it again on Tuesday, as it is. So I thought we could minimally, you know, check as to whether this is a correct reflection of what we are talking about, what is it that we need to expand, so that they can go and improve. But that will not take the right, your right away to go and do exactly what you need to do for next week Tuesday. Agreed? Honorable Mwangi?
Chairperson, my proposal, although I know at the beginning the proposal was to probably talk to the person. I'm not sure after we have had this 30 minutes if that is what you call still necessary. Because what I would propose, I don't imagine going through the substance of this document today in a detail, right? But probably maybe the usefulness of today's meeting should be to look at the structure, how is the document organized, and probably propose what do we think is the best way to organize it. And if people think that there are very compelling, substantive issues they can raise. But my proposal is that we rather spend time now looking at how the document is structured and discuss that organization. Because it becomes easy to even do what Honorable Davidson is saying. Once you have agreed on the structure of the document, to begin now to use your green paper and this report, because you would actually be using it on an agreed sort of organization. And that comparison becomes better. And so I think we will achieve a lot if we could actually discuss how the instrument is organized and how we think it should be organized. I'm not sure how to respect the different views.
Yeah. I think, honestly speaking, what we should accept is that this is the first real engagement of the committee with the document. What we have been doing was to take submissions from other organizations and institutions. We have never looked into the document itself. Now, second of the submissions, we need to agree on the structure of the report so that we don't leave it to individuals to go and think on how to put the report for you. And next week we come back here and we say, but this report with structure is not what we want. So I thought I agree with you in terms of this thing. But this document, the way it's laid out, it says, as a draft, number one, we need to check into the background. Now, the background captures basically almost the historical context of where we come from as a country. In one paragraph, simple. Two, it then says, what are the challenges besides the successes that the country has made? It's not something new, it is there in the green paper, the background. It says then, what are the challenges that we need to deal with and what kind of a response mechanism we need to put in place. And then, the second paragraph speaks of the National Planning Commission. A coordinated will begin to deal with issues. Now, if this background is not what we would want to see, we need to make some recommendation on how we think the background should actually be captured in terms of content. And the second or the third paragraph, it tells you the responsibility of Parliament in this process. And it makes an upfront acknowledgement, page one, paragraph three, on under the background. Yeah. It upfront tells us that as a committee, we are conscious of our role, that we are not the crafters and the originators of the green paper, and we are not the final arbiter on this document, but we are an interested party in the sense that Parliament is consulting us on this matter, and in order for us to make, I mean the executive is consulting Parliament on this particular matter, and the public through Parliament. So that's what the document is saying in terms of content of the first paragraph under the introduction. Now, do we agree with this content or not? Or is there anything that we think we need to capture in terms of the background?
Jefferson, I thought that that your characterization of the first two paragraphs as background, which captures the need for planning and so forth, I think could have been expanded by reference to some international experience, but also society's expectations of better delivery and a better functioning of government. So I just thought that maybe if we say that's the background and we close it there, then that is fine. I would say that the paragraph three issues that you are referring to is not background. I would say, why don't we make that the role and objectives of the ad hoc committees, of the ad hoc committee, and really even have the research teams say what are powers of ad hoc committees, so that we don't create expectations that are undue. I think it says perfectly, we're not the authors. The status of the green paper, the process to be followed, and our key objectives, that we are here to institutionalize the debate, to give a voice to those who would not have been in the debate, to evaluate convergences and divergences, to mediate where we can divergences, and to make recommendations. I thought that maybe that's a section two that speaks to the role and the objectives of the ad hoc committee.
Steve? I would agree with that, and just to add to that, that I think that we need to go way beyond the last sentence, which says Parliament is a stakeholder for the executive. Clearly we need to emphasize that we are the representative of the people, and it's for that reason. And I think I would agree with Ibrahim there that we need to set out that in far more lucid terms. And maybe Ibrahim, we can help. Why don't you draft this sentence, you know, along those lines, so that we don't just leave it up to the draft, something that we can add to whilst we're going along. I would also, just as a matter of form, there are lots of grammatical error, but at this stage we will refer for the first time to the green paper. We said it out in full. The green paper for national strategic planning, and you put in brackets, the green paper. And just as a matter of form, then everywhere afterwards you just refer to the green paper.
You follow the honourable toilet?
I said I'm going to say something I know was being misinterpreted. And that is this. Essentially, we would want to, and I want to look from a globular perspective, we would want to support the thrust of this document. From a party point of view, a national planning commission is problematic because it speaks to central planning, and that we don't agree with. But what we do agree with is the concept of proper resource allocation, coherency, coordination, and a whole range of things or epithets, one might say, which the minister has used and we know has to be done. So I would not want to go into long histories of national planning commissions, etc., like that, because inevitably what you will be referring to are states which are most probably centralized control states. And that would make it difficult for us. And we don't want to make it difficult. So, I mean, I'm not too unhappy with what is here. Because I think what is emphasized and what I think we need to emphasize is the point of exactly what the minister has indicated, the desperate need for coordination, cooperation, coherent plans, but there's nothing wrong with having coherent plans, and the whole question of proper resource allocation and sequences of policies and all this. It's all here in the executive summary. I think that sounds good for me. Anyway.
Honourable Charles?
I was partly covered by what Honourable Swart said, but I'm also concerned throughout this report of ours that we we refer to the National Planning Commission as a planning body and a whole lot of different names. We must call it the National Planning Commission and then refer to it every time we refer to it as the NPC or National Planning. Everywhere. It's not a planning body, it's specifically National Planning Commission.
Now I think we're beginning to do what we're supposed to do, which is very good. But I want to go back to what Honorable Rasul said and Honorable Swan. Because we are now getting into the other sections of the document. You know, the purpose is to help these people here, honestly, in terms of going to put a better document than what they put here. And they can only do that if we say something about what is here. Now, Honorable Rasul says, in terms of the introduction, the last paragraph is not an introduction, it's more about the duties and functions of an ARCO committee, basically. And then Honorable Rasul says, we should not see ourselves as a subject of the executive in terms of how it's captured, but we are representatives of the people in terms of our responsibilities. I was going to suggest, in terms of the first paragraph, whilst the scribers are going to look into, or not scribers, secretary is going to redraft this thing. Honorable Rasul, can you capture this part, the last part, in writing and send it to me, so that by Tuesday when we come together, we have a document around the background and issues that we've raised here that we need to actually capture. So under introduction, then I think will be covered.
Thank you, Chair. I'm under introduction, not explaining what Comrade Rasul has already said. I would think in the introduction, we should put like chapter number 4.4, the one in this. I think we should start first with the constitutionality, the constitution itself. I'm saying if you can look on page 4 and 4.4 on numbers, on page 3.
Can I request, Honorable Clark, that let's deal with page 1. You are on
the I'm dealing with the background, so I want to say I would like to see the constitutionality of this document being part of the background, because I want to believe that the constitution is the super law and the one that you actually take the mandate, the legal mandate and the framework from. And in whatever is the production of this whole document, this change of this, the production of this whole, or the strategic objective of this document is actually based on chapter 3 of the constitution, whereby it talks of cooperative governance, where there has to be cooperation, coordination, interrelatedness. So I would like that to appear so that whoever reads it will see that we are taking the mandate from the superior law of the land.
Honorable Singh.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, just also for consistency. See, in the first paragraph there, firstly let me say, my view is that the National Planning Commission is going to be an instrument that is going to be utilized to promote this integrated, coordinated way of government operating to promote better service delivery. And our focus, from what I read here, the focus is on the National Planning Commission and not the integration and the coordination. I think that's something we need to look at in the first paragraph. And then also in the first paragraph, second paragraph, line 2, it says the Minister in the Presidency for the National Planning Commission. Now, there's no Minister in the Presidency for the National Planning Commission. The Minister is not there for the Commission. The Minister is responsible for planning, National Planning. The Commission arises out of the need for planning.
Okay. I think It is at the back of, as we move on in terms of areas of convergence and issues that need to be clarified, you will find all those issues there. Consistency in terms of the terminology. The Minister and the Office of the President, the Minister for National Strategic Planning, somewhere the Minister for National Planning Commission, and all those kind of things. The committee must then have a view on that particular matter. What is it that we need to clarify, and what is our recommendation around that? So that is more as you go down. In terms of page one, can I just say item number two, which is introduction, is basically capturing the process. How we started, how we formulated, which dates we actually put together, which I think it is factual. If there's something that we need, we should actually put it here.
Chairperson,
sorry,
can I suggest that we take away the word introduction and we put down there the work of the ad hoc committee, and we systematize it by saying meetings of the ad hoc committee, interactions with the minister, submissions, hearings, the report to parliament as our mandate, etc. So that I think that we capture all of that is there, but we capture it in a systematic way under the headline to show that we have dispensed with the task that parliament has given us under the notion of work of the ad hoc committee.
Agreed?
Agreed. In fact, it's the background
to the introduction. You actually start something like this with an introduction. So do we need, so the first paragraph should be actually your introduction. And then you go on to, you've got the introduction, the first two paragraphs, then you've got the round objections of the ad hoc committee, then you've got the work of the ad hoc committee. Your background and introduction are the same thing, and I think the better word is introduction.
Thanks. Honourable
Rasool, I think between Honourable Rasool and Member Sartre, there is no disagreement. I was also worried about that introduction. I would think of the word process. Now, because all those things that are there is about process all the way. In the background and introduction are interchangeably used. All what I was, the recognition I wanted to make for now under background and introduction. I assume we agree now, we don't have background and introduction. Background and introduction is one thing. Under there, what I'm saying is that if you hear there, it says it was realized that planning, coordination and constitutional remain separate is a challenge. First paragraph, first page. This has given rise to the need for government to establish more integrated planning. You see, the word I'm worried about, so I need the committee to advise me. So this word, the need for integrated planning mechanisms, we've been calling for those many times. We've always been saying we're trying to do those. I would have preferred something over and above that. Because if you read the document in the green paper, one place which I like it, where it says the challenges that are facing this country. Although a lot of efforts have been tried over 15 years, but the challenges that are facing the country, a number of them, need a long-term, what you call, a long-term planning. They cannot be done over 3 years, or 2 years, or 4 years, or 5 years. And therefore, because of that, there's a need for long-term, what you call. If we can find a way for that in this land. Because that which needs this long-term plan, there's length of the plan, there's coherence, but the length is dictated by the nature of the things that we want to achieve. Which is, it's become clear that 5 years, 3 years do not help us to achieve those things the way we want to. I'm saying, if we could find a way of capturing that there.
And I also just request that as we do so, they will try.
Okay.
But if you just also try to work out something on that paragraph, not today, but on Tuesday when we meet.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I I think we agree in terms of the work, which is process basically. The work of the committee is process. Section 2 process. In terms of information that has been captured here, we agree with it. If we still, we can go and read. If there's something that we need to improve on Tuesday, we'll then do it. But I think we agree it is process, basically. The third area is the area of conventions.
As the researchers are busy working on this document, could I ask them to prepare that the next draft will be striked out when we change, but it must be reflected here. We don't want a document that we can't see where changes have been made. So are they aware of that process if you follow the legislation? If you take something out, you strike it out, but it's still in the document. And if you add something, then it's underlined and evolved, so that we can see where the changes are as we're going through, that we can compare the document.
Can I make a proposal? I know that is an attempt to be as perfect as possible. I'll over and above that, can we have a separate document that shows an updated document? Because to me, that approach can, while it, for accuracy and memory is correct, but I would want to look at a newly established document without those, although there should be those. I don't have a problem.
In view of the urgency, do we really need that then? Do we need striking out? Not because it is urgent. I'm just thinking of legislation, how we do it, so maybe we don't need it.
We can have a clear document. Yeah. But now I hear what you're saying. This is the first draft. We're going to move to the second draft. The second draft will capture the things that we're seeing today. And we'll catch the second draft, not first draft. Is there any what you think? What's that?
Is it possible to check changes copy whereby the changes that we make to the document are reflected? And then thereafter, we can also evaluate a different draft. It's entirely up to the committee to step out both or either.
Yeah, maybe I can just suggest you keep a copy where you track the changes, and we get a clean copy there. Thanks.
Because of time. Now, in terms of errors of convergence, okay, you'll follow.
Sorry, before you go there, I was just thinking when you said you Bruce. We know who Busa is, but whoever reads this document would not know who Busa is. So maybe you must put Business Unity South Africa and then put it in brackets. COSATU everybody knows. And then still on that second last line of number two, where they say, Minister, I know there's a debate about Minister and the Presidency, et cetera, et cetera. But in this green paper here, Trevor Manuel signs as Minister in the Presidency, two dots, National Planning. Not National Planning Commission.
Can I make a quick point to follow that? Oh, no.
Sorry, I'm sure.
Actually, just as my mind was not even going to be long, I was checking if the way we have to...
Honorable Bongulele and Honorable Tan, be part of what Narishana wants to say. Please.
Thank you. I'm trying to check if the proposal that we must produce as a committee must appear in this session, the session that we're having here. Because I can see we're coming with additions and all this stuff. Is it not possible to come up with a plan? Maybe we can write this, but then come up with a plan which maybe we have our strategic objectives. And maybe the stakeholders, and then challenges and issues for address, and then time frames. Is it not possible to come with a plan like this? Must the plan be written like this? I'm checking. Thank you.
It's not a plan, Memushan, it is a report.
Oh.
Yeah. Who's that? Yeah, no, that's fine. We'll read the message later. Can we deal with Ngate Mabaso, I noted you met Ake in Benfolo. I suppose you speak on behalf of the Honorable Bungu Mbele because there's a caucus in opposition. All right, good. Which point were you?
I'm speaking to the first paragraph and not the ground. The ground is the No. I'm saying it says, however, it was realized that planning coordination across the sphere of government, implementation, you know, etc. But I'm then saying we because we are speaking from the national now. But I would think that the paragraph should have a part that indicates that we are doing this either in consultation with the two spheres, or but one way or the other, that we capture something that reflects their active participation.
The select committee for the local government.
No, I was particularly thinking of provincial and local
government. All right, okay, thanks. Ms. Larkin?
Thank you, Chair. Seriously, I agree that paragraph 2, is it 2? It's a talks on process. I just want us to put the word consultation. I don't know how, but it should be shown that we actually had consultations through submissions.
Yeah. All right.
I'm feeling very uncomfortable with this process. And I'm feeling uncomfortable simply because I haven't really digested this document. And I'm also very aware of the fact that a camel is a horse designed by a committee. And that's exactly where we are going. Because it's so disjointed. And you know, if we're just throwing out haphazard thoughts, I haven't studied this document. I haven't opened my mouth because I don't feel confident and capable of really adding any value at this point in time. I'm sitting here very frustrated because I think I'm wasting my time. I must be quite honest.
No.
I want to be able to go and apply my mind to this document properly. Refer to the National Planning Commission green paper and come back with coherent thoughts on that. Now, I'm sorry. I can't carry on like this.
Along with Davidson, I just want to allay your fear. This process is not about agreeing on the content. At the moment, it's getting the structure and clarifying.
Now,
that document, let me just complete Honorable Davidson. That, once we have done that, you still have this document. On Tuesday, you then have an improved version of this document. What I'm trying to avoid is to allow you to go in and read a document that is so flawed that on Tuesday when we meet, we're starting afresh to do what we could have done today. The content issues, we're still going to debate. And I want to accept that, you see, from the beginning, one of the things that I've been insisting on as a chair to say, even before we interact with the stakeholders, we ourselves should interact with the document. And we first should go the route that we took. Now, we cannot make recommendations based on what we have had. We ourselves must talk to the document. Now, this report, which you have before you, Honorable Davidson, is basically capturing the thing that we've spoken about. But it says what kind of a structure do you want to put together for a report can be put in place. It's not about agreeing whether the Ministry and the National Planning Commission is that which you're talking about or not. That is the subject matter in terms of the committee will make a recommendation on all those issues.
Can I respond to that? I'm not talking about substance at all. And perhaps you and I work in different ways, and that's fine. But, you know, before I even talk to the structure, you know, it's a question of reading the document, reflecting on the green paper, thinking about it, and then making that contribution. Now, perhaps I'm slower than most, but I feel disempowered at this point in time, because I've got a document in front of me, and I've now been asked, even in terms of structure, make a contribution. I can't do it. So you say to me, come on Tuesday and then start. What I'm scared of is that I might come on Tuesday and say, I want the structure to change completely. Simply because I've gone away, as other members might have done, and given it real and proper thought, as I think we're supposed to. Now I've come, and everybody's just winging it here. You know, why not this? Why not that? Why not that? Stuck off the top of their head, but I'm not being disrespectful, because that's what you're asking us to do. I'm just saying I find it very difficult to do.
Okay. Honorable Parliament?
Yeah, Chair, I think what we need to do is we need to be a little bit disciplined here. And I heard someone saying, you know, what does Mr. Davidson mean about a camel? A two-humped camel designed by a committee. It was supposed to be a horse, but they ended up with a camel because this one said put a hump there, and that one said put a hump there, and you ended up with something completely different. So let's go through this document and let's have a look at a sentence that says, for example, in 4.2, and I'm just using an example, the last paragraph. It was also noted that the paper confused the overarching vision and plan that would be formulated in accordance with the vision. Now, it doesn't really make sense. We can have a discussion about that. But to go back to chapter, the opening paragraph, to add something there and make it two spheres and not three. Three spheres of government, we know they're three spheres of government. If we go backwards and forwards, we'll be here until tomorrow evening. And let's just be disciplined. Let's talk about whether the document deals with what we heard in the submissions. And then say, well, just go and tighten that. Sort the typos out, terminology, get it right.
Honorable Rasul, Honorable Wendy, can we leave the process and just pass that on that issue?
The Chairperson, I think that my feeling is that a lot of what we've heard is in the document. And there are some things which we've heard which is not in the document. But we need to put this in a way that we can digest whether how we... Because we heard it all together, we need to separate them out so that it makes sense to us. I thought that in my reading of the document, there are 12 sections to the document. I think we've covered the background or introduction. We've covered the objectives of the ad hoc committee and the role. I think we've spoken about the work of the ad hoc committee or the process. I think we're coming to the areas of convergence. So someone needs to say, what are those six areas that are there, the only ones that are there? But that's not for today. Then I think the areas where there are differences or debates, if we put it all as one lump, then I think we are not helping ourselves, or we are not going to help the final drafters of the green paper, because I think we need to separate up. What are the areas needing clarification? Those are nomenclature, names of the minister, names of the commission, appointment of the commissions, etc. Then there are areas which is maybe another section we've got to tease out of that whole document, which are conceptual areas to deal with. I think there we deal policy, planning. What's the difference between the two? Coordination, implementation. What's the difference? Long-term vision, short-term decisions, etc. So I thought that would be another way. Then there are structural questions to be answered. What's the status of the NPC? Is it statutory? Is it
government is it, advisory is the ministry. There's lots of, what's the role of the ministry? It's a structural question that needs to be sorted out. The relationship between planning and monitoring and evaluation. That's another structural issue that I think needs. Same with planning and line function departments. NPC and NEDLAC and other such organizations. The public role. How is the public role in this? That's been a big thing. Then I think that there are some fundamental issues which need to be addressed. Is there duplication between a planning function and economic development? Because that I think has been a key issue. How do we manage trade-offs? That's the question that's coming up. The primacy of cabinet.
I think you are right. What Honorable Davidson was actually and Honorable Tony is saying is that if you have dealt with the beginning, I'm coming back to you, chapter 1, you have dealt with it. We are now under areas of conversion. The tendency for people to go back is what is creating problems because we are not making progress on this matter. Now, I thought we should just deal with the next, not in detail, you know, areas of convergence. Even the minister, day before yesterday, in his presentation, these are areas of convergence. And by the way, this areas of convergence does not mean this is what we as a committee convergence on. It's observation of ourselves in terms of the presenter. We ourselves are going to come back to those issues. So I wanted us to really deal with this matter and take the next item so that you don't complain about transport later. Honorable Google.
So my understanding is that we agree once we have passed, we don't go back. Two, let's not allow people to go to the details of the section. Because we're dealing with heading in the context of a broader structure. Three, that even if we do not agree on what is written under convergence, let's not be tempted to deal with that. What we agree to, we think that section is necessary in the document. Once we say that section is necessary, we pass. Because when we meet on Tuesday, we will disagree or agree on many other things until we get somewhere together.
Yeah, okay. Let's do that. But can I strongly suggest that, because I like very much what the Honorable Rasool was saying, the way he set out the structure. And I think I could only urge you, sir, to ask him to sit with the bit of an imposition with the drafter and actually translate this into that type of structure, because that to me is highly logical. It follows, and to me it becomes more meaningful. We're not even talking about the substance of it, but it's a logical sequence. And it gives it real structure, and I would urge you.
No, I agree that we should do that. But what I still want us to we should let's move. You will do that after 15 to 20 years. Because what you're capturing basically is to unpack what you see already. So under areas of convergence, what this paragraph has covered, it has covered most of the submissions. They don't differ with the notion of putting together a planning unit, whether it's a planning commission or what's like a planning unit to coordinate the work of government. There's no difference around that in terms of the presenters. I don't think that the rest is detailed of how it's supposed to be.
Just one point that I think we should take into account when we deal with convergence. And I think Honorable Google Ballet or Honorable Rasool could be able to comment on that divergence, because we'll deal with our divergence in the final recommendation form. But in that divergence of representation, there was pretty consistent convergence about a white paper process, and I think we must just make note of it there. Could you because we'll deal with it at the end in our recommendation.
To be chair, that tree, well, what I want to propose that unfortunately that tree and four is difficult to talk about that separately and explain why. Because there's a time I was a bit frustrated when I was living there. But I thought these are the views of what to call on the committee at some stage. Now I realize that it appears that seems to be reflecting on submission. Therefore, my point is that maybe you need the main subheading as submission, so that three and four appear under submission, so that we know those articulations are extracted from submission. Because the manner it is now, you end up not being sure whether it is the committee saying this or it is the submission. So the main heading submission and do an orderly numbering that subjugate them, that actually put them under submission. That's all I wanted to say.
I don't know, Chair, but I've just come in. If I'm out of order, please let me. I was thinking, as he says, it one a heading as submission. I was trying to think that what if we say public participation or public, and then under that we have submission, and then we do it as one. I don't know.
No, I think we are not going to go into details. All what we are proposing is that this area of convergence is not an area that the committee is converging on, it's the submissions that we have received. On analyzing those submissions, the majority of those submissions say this is the agree on one thing. And therefore, the subheading that this thing should be under submission from when we will then propose that. And then, point four is area that is clarity. And I think that those are the areas where there's too much, under submission also. Now, what members should then do, if I was to propose, and they must read this part and see how best to actually expand on this thing and watch which part of this submission, recommendations, whatever, we expand in terms of areas of differences. But if you just look into it, speaks 4 points on the structure of the proposed commission. We need to look into that. Yes, under submission. And I think these are matters that some of them are easy, others are quite involved. That we ourselves, when we meet, we should have a apply to our mind for this matter. Have you captured that? Okay? That is up to 4.9. Yes. Now, you see, 4.6, it doesn't fit in our group at it. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Just on this and broad heading, I don't know if the under-emphasis of certain sectors is also something. You know, the disability sector came in and said, you know, there's an under-emphasis of disability in the document. Should that be something that we also say as part of the submission? What we heard, that's something that...
Okay. 4.6? If you look at paragraph 2 of 4.6, says the green paper suggests that there will be no consultation conducted by the commissioners except through the minister in the executive. And you're going to page 18 of the green document, of the green paper, it says something different to this.
I thought we were not saying what the green paper is saying.
Yeah.
I thought we were capturing what occurred during the hearing.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks,
colleague chair. Well, under the structuring, the broad structuring, on page 16, I interpreted that the minister is making an input so that, you know, it's not a response from that we can be judged as an input. But that's one part. Then the other would be where we have a heading which covers us and which entitles deliberations by the committee. But I mean, as a broad heading. Having had all these submissions, the next thing that we are taken to is committee deliberations. And that's where, you know, different points will come. But thank you.
Honorable Wendy, actually what member Mabasa is saying is what is conspicuously missing in the what to call in the document. Because I remember when I was coming here, Chair, I quickly said background or introduction, process, submissions, committee view or critical overview by the committee. And under that you would deliberate under particular sections. For instance, you would want to speak about what do you think are the key founding principles of them? I'm just quoting examples. So, that section that Honorable Mabasa is actually raising is where we are original as a committee and saying, having gone through this process, what are we saying as a committee? Until then, because your recommendations would come from that deliberation.
Yeah, I think what is important is for us to understand each other, but what is mostly important is for the people who are going to work on the document to understand.
I hope they understand it.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that they are important. Honorable Davidson?
I'm just in terms of the structure of the document. I mean, there are certain issues, conceptual, structural, and otherwise, that following Member of Sewell's recommendation, that we're going to be dealing with. Will we then, as a committee, after each part and parcel of each paragraph, presently, whether it be conceptual, structure, whatever, make a comment and a recommendation, or will we order it right at the end? It might be easier just to do paragraph by paragraph. You know, we have raised the issue, have a short discussion, reflect the views, and come with a recommendation. That's an emphasis.
I'm not moving far away from what I'm saying. You see, if you listen to what Member Honorable Rasul said, it was an attempt to organize our critical overview, having listened to submission, having looked at the green paper, then begin to deliberate on the issues that he has what you call the outside. But what I want to propose the committee to think about is that even before we go to that, a document, a discussion like this deals with the biggest thing here is long-term coherent planning. How does it happen? I think that's the key question that we're trying to deal with. Long-term planning and how does it happen? Now, the submissions have been made around that. Now, what I want to request the committee to consider is to think about, even before we debate what could be the key principles around which we would debate these issues. Even if these four or five principles underlie the success of such a mechanism. Because once we have those principles, it doesn't matter what we discuss in terms of what Honorable has said. We would actually link it with those principles and check if it finds where and if it fits anyone. It may not be accepted, but I thought as part of our structure, I would strongly propose that because it helps us to discuss in an orderly way. Because if we don't have some principles of some kind, principle framework of some kind, we will end up discussing many things all over the place.
Now, in terms of this, the structure of this report, will that fit a lot of what is
where will that?
Master, let me just give one example. Honorable Mawato says, where are the deliberations, sections of the deliberations? And I think it speaks to what Honorable Rasul was talking about. What I'm saying is that it is the thinking that I thought I would propose that. If let me start up first slowly, I'm going to be fast on this issue. If we say we are debating here, because the Green Paper wants us to debate and find an agreement on the need for a long-term planning and coherence in that planning. Now the question I'm asking is that, don't you think that there's a need to actually think about principles which would guide that? And then based on those principles, whatever you argue in your deliberations, whether it makes sense from the side of the Green Paper, whether it makes sense on the side of submission, it must pass its test of rejection or acceptance by the committee, depending on whether it's within the principle. Let me just go to one or two examples. Let me say, for instance, you need a responsive process of governance, responsive, you know, or adaptable. I'm just quoting that. That may not be fit as a principle, but I'm quoting that. Adaptable. Now, if you say it must be, we're creating an adaptable system of government, in other words, it means you must ask whether the Green Paper in its proposal and the submissions in their proposal do assist us to promote that adaptability. I'm just quoting one example of the principles. So if you would have one of five key principles that are inclusive in helping us to construct a framework around which we would make those debates, it is what I was proposing.
Yeah, I think it will help us a lot if we just structure this report in reporting on what we've heard, summarization of what we've heard according to the certain headings that Honorable Russell gave us. Then we have findings of this committee on those issues, followed by recommendations. Because then we can get the email document anytime, as soon as it's done. Then we can sit down and do our own findings. And when we come back here, we have findings on each and every one of these headings or sub-paragraphs that Honorable Rasul gave there. And he's written them down. So, and then we just deal with it. Findings of this committee. We're spending an hour or more here interpreting what those people said. That's not our role. Let's report what they said. Have our findings with our recommendations.
I think the manner in which the report is done has taken us a considerable solid. It's just the principles that one is talking about, but perhaps not leave it for today. We will discuss that on Tuesday when we have time.
No, I'm not going on the principle. I was comfortable with the principle. I think the committee has been.
But what I just want to warn about, you wouldn't even come with findings without interpreting what has been submitted to you. You only have findings. You only interpret. The point is then, we should not interpret what is different. You can't have findings.
You know, when you say areas of convergence, it's an interpretation of what has been submitted to us. So let's not say, I think we're almost there, colleagues. What Honorable Rasul has proposed, as far as I'm concerned, it's something that, in terms of this document, he can go and assist in unpacking under the topic, subtopics of basically 4.1 up to 4.9. Because what he does say, if you look at 4.3, in terms of growth classification and capacity of the state, talks about what the Green Paper is saying in terms of long-term planning, 4.5, the role and relationship of the MPC versus the line department. Those are the issues that you reflected on the Honorable Rasul. You know, confusion around whether central planning is going to impinge on line department. At what level do you want planning and so on and so forth. The overall thrust of the submission says planning must happen everywhere in government. Not saying planning should not be done in the line department, should not be done in parastatals.
planning should not be done at local government. The center must have the responsibility to coordinate and assist even in the development of this plan. Then we'll come back later on when we do the recommendations on how to do this. When you say, conceptually, you as a party, you've got a fundamental problem in terms of the planning commission, because it exudes elements of centralism and all those kind of things. That is a subject that we can debate on our own. And then at the end, the committee will make its own recommendation. But take into consideration the majority of submissions that they said in terms of this planning commission and so on and so forth. Monty and the...
The more you talk, Shepherdson, the more I feel more covered by what Honorable Solif said. That when you say findings, naturally we'll be discussing these principles that we've spoken about, but then elaborate what to call discussion. So, because you would be saying that our findings, how do they inform us in terms of whether this process, this proposal or this principle, will actually help us achieve these intended protocols, sort of that. So I think what Mr. Trump said, sort of, that kind of...
Now the last Honorable Rasul.
The Chairperson, thank you very much. I thought that all I wanted to do was to restructure the report to make it user-friendly and to allow this House to do its primary function, and that is to evaluate and tabulate its findings, and therefore to make recommendations. I just thought that while this document has everything that we've heard, or almost everything that we've heard, it wasn't putting it to us in a way yet that allowed the debate, because the debate will then be about separating this from this and putting this there. And I think that that really is what we need. And if we can allow the drafters, and I will, because as I read this, I try to make sense and make connections across it, so I can keep that to Rajan, if necessary, even interact more. But the point of the matter is that as soon as she, even as that contentious as it may be, she must just lay the table for us to get to our political role, which is to say, did we all hear this? If we all hear this, how do we respond to it? What's the evaluation of it? And how do we turn this into a finding? And therefore, what is our recommendation? And then we can debate the politics of the issue and not the structure of the report. So that's all that I thought we needed to do out of all of this.
Good. I think we are at one. And thank you for allowing yourself to engage with what has been presented before you. Thank you very much. You know, no, let me not say this because I'm on record. Thank you very much, colleagues. We have been together for quite some time, and I must say it has not been a very, very simple process, but at the end of the day, we will produce a report as the annual committee for Parliament, not because some discussions happened elsewhere and you are informed by some public discourse. Thank you.
Oh, the TTBF, we of course, I thought
you are out of this is my meeting.
Or is it because I'm a woman that will talk about the cell phone while I'm speaking? Chair, I thought the secretary will just highlight, just repeat the way the structuring model that you have said.
I think let me start for now. They have listened and they were struggling with others who were discussing. They will do the thing. I am there. Rasul is going to help. He will then submit what he thinks we should actually do in terms of the structure to help over and above what they've had today and what they've collected. And by Monday, probably, we'll be starting to work. In fact, from tomorrow, we'll be working on this thing. I must really thank these two people around me. You don't know how much work goes into this thing. Sometimes you look at the document and think there is nothing.
because you are studying for master somewhere, you know, you want to use that as a way of putting together a report. We are not practicing anything, we are just dealing with reality. Thank you very much. Yeah,
when will we get the second? Will it be mailed?
Monday.
Mail,
Monday.
So we can.
Monday, we promise you'll get the report. It must be mailed to all of you so that by Tuesday, we don't have a repeat of what you've gone through. And I must say, it's not because people don't want to do the right thing. These people left at 12 o'clock last night here. And we met again this morning at 8 o'clock. So what you have is, I mean, there are only two hands here. We're not talking about a department, we've got engineers, researchers, and so on and so forth. You only have two people who have got limitations, but I think in the process of doing this, they are also growing. And you must help them to grow, by the way. Thank you very much.
Steve Swart also said that he was going to look at just drafting or crafting that third paragraph about the roles and responsibility of the ad hoc committee, just so that we outline it. And Steve's got some legal background to do that.
There will never be a plan in this country, so you must complete what you are doing. Yeah. Honorable members, transport is available. And there should be